Morning, Mustachas Zvachim. We are in the 13th parak. We're up to Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah tells us, HaKoymetz V'Halvoina, this whole parak has been discussing bringing things that belong as far as the Avoda in the Beit HaMikdash, instead having it worshipped and served outside of the Beit HaMikdash, the punishment is Kores. It says that when it comes to Koymetz and Lavoina, when it comes to the flower offering, as well as the Lavona, which is the frankincense, which both of them go hand in hand, it's necessary that both of them are brought together. Nonetheless, even if one of the two is brought b'chutz outside of the Beis HaMikdash Chayiv, you still are held accountable. Each one on itself is fit to have been brought b'fnim in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, for that reason, as it was brought outside, independently, also you'll be chai for each one. Rabbi Elazar pointer ad shiakrivis hasheni. Rabbi Elazar says, no, that since they are necessary to have one with the other, therefore, for one to have violated having brought one outside of the Beis HaMikdash, both of them must actually have been brought. So therefore, the fact that you brought one, you'd still be potter until finally, maybe later on, you would bring the second one. A similar concept, the Mishnah tells us, says echad b'fnim ve'echad b'chutz chayv. Then the part of the Mishnah says that if you brought one inside the flower offering in the Beis HaMikdash correctly, and one b'chutz outside, for example, the frankincense chayv, why would you be chayv? Because after all, even though both of them were not brought improperly, but both of them were brought on some level, and therefore, even if you only brought one of them improperly, even according to the opinion of Rebbe Elazar, you'd be chayv. Shnei maziki levoina shehikriv es echad mehen b'chutz chayv. Same issue, but instead of dealing with two different things, we're dealing with two spoonfuls or scoopfuls of frankincense that was used specifically when it came to the showbreads, lechem aponim, which were housed on the shulchan in the kodesh. So they would have, when it came to every Shabbos, every week when it was replaced with new ones, they would also offer two scoops of frankincense. So if a person instead would take those a scoop of frankincense and bring it outside, what would be the law? What's the din? So it comes to the Shnei Baziki Lavoin Neshikar as Echon Mehem B'chutz, you only brought one of those scoops outside, Chayiv. Nonetheless, you're still obligated. However, again, Rebbe Elazar Poitra Shiakov is a Sheni. You need to have brought both because the Avoda takes place with both scoops together. Echon B'fnim B'Echon B'chutz Chayiv. A person would bring one scoop in the proper place in the Beis HaMikdash, the other one outside, even though one of them was done properly, even according to the opinion of Rebbe Elazar, he would be obligated to be chayiv for having brought this outside.